Hi, and welcome to Going Within is the New Going Out. It's your mindset coach, Carol Ann Reed here, and together in this podcast, we're going to be tuning out from the outside world and deep diving within. Because after all, that's where the magic happens.
Welcome back to another episode where we're going to be looking at, does the universe test you? It's something I hear a lot from clients in the community. It's like, why is the universe doing this to me? What's the universe trying to tell me? Why is this happening to me? And I'm sure we've all been guilty of this before. And here's the irony here. So I actually recorded this podcast episode a couple of weeks ago. I came into the studio. Little shout out to Canalside Radio Studio. Thank you so much. I love coming here. And I did like a half day recording a load of podcasts. They were awesome. Took a selfie after, you know, when you just feel in flow, I was like, woohoo, studio vibes. Went home, plugged it into my MacBook to do my little edits and stuff. I actually really enjoy doing it. Light my candle, just like get in the zone. I love doing it. And I was like, hang on a minute, why is this not working? The microphone wasn't on the entire time I was recording. And I'm like, how ironic that I'm talking about, does the universe test you? And I've just spent half a day of my life, like I paid for childcare, I'm in the studio, and literally felt like it channeled through me. Like, and I had to sit with the teachings and like really process the teachings that I talked about to not fall into the why did this happen, like to fall victim to it. And I just think, like, if there's any episode that's quite literally going to channel through from my rawest of raw places, buckle up because it's going to be this one. So let's actually have a look, because I hear this so often, the clients, community. Why is the universe doing this to me? Why is it like, what's it telling me? Why is the universe testing me like this? And it is easy to say that. I actually find once you're on that, what I like to call awakening journey. So let's kind of like rewind to pre-awakening, what I call the sleepwalking era, where we're just pottering around in life, kind of fumbling, bumbling around. We are a victim to our circumstances. Life's happening to us. I am who I am. My personality is my personality. I am capable of what I'm capable of. But I do believe that that is a part and parcel of our life, of our soul journey, soul contract, as I like to call it. And when we start our awakening, that's when we're like, hang on a minute, I do have like an air of control over my life. Life isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. I am beyond the physical. I am capable of things. Just because I can't do something now, I am an expansive being. I can grow. I can manifest. I am at one with the universe. Oh my Lord. And I find that we go into this thing of, we collaborate with the universe and we put our trust in something greater than ourselves, and we really like can begin to live by that, which is magic. But things in life happen, illnesses happen, things out of our control that at the time logically we're like, what? Life was going so well. Why does this have to happen now? And then I find those that are on their spiritual path then go, well, hang on a minute. How can this happen to me? Or how can this happen to someone I love when I'm constantly manifesting? Have I done this myself? Have I brought this on myself? Why is the universe doing this to me? And that is where I find people almost go along this like rocky part of their spiritual awakening, because then they start questioning their beliefs. Is this really all it's made out to be? Am I actually a really messy manifester? Have I brought this on myself? But here's my take on it. Because I do not believe that we just go through one awakening. I think life is one continuous journey of, if something repeats more than 2-3 times, that is a part of our life path to unfold, to learn from, to step into and grow through. Like, if something in your life, whether it's someone in, like, something in your relationships, like, for myself, I kept attracting narcissists. Like, I laugh now because it's like, my story used to be, why is everyone I come into contact with a narcissist? Which obviously wasn't true, but that's what it felt like. In relationships, friendships, business. But actually, I was looking outside of myself for the answers. I was like, why is everyone a narcissist? They're not. The thing that I had to go on a journey of when I started to be like, why is the universe presenting me with narcissists? Is what part of me is attracting this to me? What am I here to grow through? How do I ensure, as best I can, that I don't keep attracting this? What is it within me that I need to excavate, shed, heal in order to be like, yeah, no, thanks. I know my self-worth now and I can see what you're doing and I will not stand for this anymore. And it took every part of my growth to navigate that journey for me. So, okay, is the universe testing you? I am actually going to share my belief is no, the universe does not test us. The reason being is it would mean that the universe is a force of energy that is separate to you. It would mean that it's of its own entity, and it's not. The universe is a mirror. The universe is a vibrational mirror of what we are feeling, of what we are thinking, of what we are radiating, of how we are living. So if we were to see it, because this is something I do hear a lot, I've actually heard podcasts and seen spiritual gurus, mindset teachers and all this lot say that, well, when you get tested, when the universe is testing you, I just don't agree with that from a spiritual perspective, but also a scientific perspective. How can that be testing us when we are as one? It's not a separate entity to us. So anyway, as it's responding to us, and let's just say that when things are happening and it's painful and we are... Now, I'm sure I may have shared this before, but just in case you haven't heard, that on average, studies show that we experience change on average every 5 months of our life. Now, this might be you get a new pet. This might be the birth of a new baby. This might be change of a career or a promotion, or you change cars, you move house, you get something done in the house, you get a new piercing or a tattoo, you experience a death, a loss, a friendship change, you go on a new journey yourself. I'm sure that when you think about your life, how that is, it is true for most people that on average every 5 months we experience a significant change. And so many changes in life are out of our control. So many of these challenges that we experience are out of our control, not necessarily a doing to us. We live in a web of people, a web of circumstances, situations that we can only really control ourselves. We can control our thoughts, our behaviors, our emotions, what we wear, what we eat, who we speak to some degree. And the rest we are influencing. So I actually don't think that we should just be handing this power over to the universe. I actually find that quite disempowering when we say the universe is testing me. I feel disempowered when I say that. I'd love to know as this kind of conversation, very one-way conversation unfolds, I'd like to think that you're chatting away to me either out loud or in your heads. Like, let me know your thoughts. You can reach out to me on email and social media. I would love to know your thoughts and reflections on this. But when those things happen to us, and I'm going to share a personal experience here, and also one that's recently happened to a client that I just think is such a great example of how we can turn around this, why is it happening to me, to what's this teaching me, and dare I say, what's the universal intervention here, or what's the universal assignment? I love the idea of it being a universal assignment. How much more empowering is that? Like, I've been given this assignment. How do I navigate through this? What am I going to learn? What strengths do I need for this? How am I going to step in and grow and evolve through this so it doesn't feel like we are a victim to our circumstances? So I'm going to share with you a recent client story. So one of my clients had gone on a gorgeous family holiday. Husband, couple of beautiful young children, and they had the most magical time. We'd kind of been in touch. It had been this build up. She'd been in touch, and she was away, and she was like, "It was just the most amazing time." And I got a message the day that they were flying home. It was a voice memo, and I listened to it, and I could hear straight away that it was emotion. That there was emotion in her voice, and you know when you're like, "Oh my gosh." And she was basically sharing how they had stopped on the way to the airport as a family in the car, in a hire car. They'd stopped at this lovely little beach, like let the kids have their like last little play. And on the way to the airport, they were a bit early. And they went back to their car, ready to head to the airport. And it had been broken into and they had had everything stolen from it. I'm talking bags, passports, their laptops, like work laptops. They've both got very, very professional jobs. They're just all of their personal possessions. My beautiful client, she took away a couple of things with her that were really precious to her. Oh, it literally makes my heart like swirl as I'm saying this. One being, I had sent to her this crystal. It was like a beautiful palmstone crystal. She'd taken another one with her. And we had always spoken about how she was gifted a crystal from her grandma. And we just talk about these things. If you've been in my world for a while, you know. And she'd taken them away with her and they'd gone. And I can't lie, when I was listening to the voice memo myself, I was literally like, what? Like, why does this have to happen? Like, I was genuinely just devastated for her. But I obviously, like, hello, this is what I'm going to step into and be like, right. And she was saying, I just don't understand. Why would the universe do this? Why would the universe test me like this? I replied back and we had this beautiful back and to, because, oh, she's so awake. Like, and if you're listening to this, I'm just so proud of the way that you've navigated this, and just like the biggest shout out, because it is not easy. And if you're listening and you're like, yep, I've been through something like this, or there's so many examples of this in life, isn't there? When things are completely out of our control. But like, let's just put ourselves in her shoes. Two little kids. Both her and her husband, like, very professional jobs, ready to be in work the next day. Laptop's gone, passport's gone, car keys gone, house keys gone for when they get home. Money, like, everything. How easy would it be to freak the F out? And, I mean, it's easy, especially when you're with a spouse, to go into that place of shame, guilt, blame, frustration, all the emotions, never mind trying to explain to kids that, hey, we're not going home now and we've got to try and get to the embassy to see if we can get an emergency passport, and are we going to be staying over, and are we covered on the insurance, which is just a whole other thing. I'm not even going into that. And when I was replying back to her, my words along the lines were, like, I absolutely get why we would see this as the universe testing you. But imagine if we were to spin this on its head. Imagine if we were to see this as, and oh, I'm sure you can sense that this is quite a tough thing to say to someone when they're in this position. Obviously, this comes from a complete place of empathy, but it's like, how can this not just become a lesson of what would you do differently in the future? How can you even expect that kind of thing to happen? Like, that isn't about what would you just do differently in the future. The teachings that we lent on were, you have two young, beautiful little souls that are about to witness you navigating a pretty big real world challenge right now. How can you use this as a teaching experience, not just you being the student in this? hence the universal assignment. This is why I always say these things are assignments for us, but actually an intervention, an opportunity, dare I say, to teach these gorgeous little minds, hearts and souls on should life ever throw you a curveball like this, here's how we handle it from a rational point of view. Here's how we keep our cool. Here's how we move through life. Because let's be honest, is that not the best thing we could ever teach our children? And we had a couple of backwards and forwards. She was so like, oh, she just navigated it so beautifully. Like, I cannot even begin to imagine. And she did it. Like, they had to go and book a hotel. They had to go to the embassy the next day. They had to apply for all kinds of things, get new car. Like, they had to fly, if I remember right, they had to fly to a different airport, then go and get their car after getting new car keys. They had to have their door checked. Oh my God, it was such a rigmarole. Never mind the expense. But what a life lesson for all involved. Not just keep your passports on you, like most people would say. Like, no, that's just not real. But here's how to navigate it in a calm, collective way. Here's how to regulate your nervous system when you are experiencing this kind of thing. Here's how to teamwork it with your husband rather than blaming and shaming each other. Like, let's just take our hats off. And I'm sure you might be reflecting on experiences in your life, or let's all use this as a teaching and an experience that if you ever are in a situation, not necessarily just like this, but any situation where you would typically throw your hands in the air and go, really? Why is the universe doing this to me? Why is this happening to me? How can I navigate this spiritual assignment? How can I navigate this in a way that feels like the path of least resistance? This is something I remember us talking about. It's like, what's the path of least resistance here? Is it you sit on the phone all day to the insurance, or do you go and book into your hotel right now? You get the kids settled by the pool and then you make the calls. Like, it really is remembering in these moments, here's where I truly believe it boils down to. Because if we believe the universe is testing you, that is like teacher-student energy. That is, that knows what to do, we've got to try and figure it out, and it's two opposing energies. When we see this as a spiritual assignment, hell, let's call on our guides. Let's call on our higher self. Let's call on whatever and whomever you believe is that greater force, higher energy, your spirit team, as I like to call it, so that you are not navigating this on your own. You don't have to just sit in your logical left brain thinking and be like, right, I'm going to navigate this way and I'm going to... It ends up like a game of awkward Tetris. Whereas when you can drop into your heart and be like, right, hello assignment, didn't expect you today, cheers. I'm going to call on all of my teachings that I know. I'm going to pull tools out of my toolkit. And this was something that my client shared. I was only speaking to her about this the other day. She realized that one of the greatest things that she has now is her toolkit. That isn't just spiritual, that is her mental health toolkit, her well-being toolkit, her mindset toolkit, her spiritual toolkit, whatever you want to call it. But she was able to put one step in front of the other, check in with herself, check in with those around her, and keep navigating. Now, I'm sure you will agree, in these kind of situations, is that not the ultimate goal? To be able to put one foot in front of the other without dropping to your knees and feeling like you're a victim to your circumstance. I know when I've been through situations where it's just like, you really do just want to be like, really? I'm a good human? Why? But that is when you have to dig deep into those practices. Like, literally, when I think back, I have spoken into this mic about this message. And then to realize that it wasn't recorded, like, don't get me wrong, that is like proper first world problem, isn't it? It really is not the biggest problem. But from a time point of view, from an energetic point of view, I was like, why did that happen? And when I really thought about it, I had to sit and re-regulate my nervous system. How did I do that? I placed my left hand onto my heart, my right hand onto my womb space or solar plexus, the area around your belly button, and I took some freaking deep breaths. And I tuned into myself. And I was like, thank you for this reminder that I have all I need within me, that actually my time, it's okay to spend doing this. I am going to go and reset. I had a little pity party, can't lie, and I think that's a total normal thing to do. I had a good like 45 minute pity party where I was like, ran downstairs to my husband. I was like, you'll never guess what. And then I messaged a friend. I was like, and then I messaged my client. I was like, you will never believe what's happened. And I got so many messages about like, oh my God, what the hell? And we were, in the end, we were just, it deepened our conversations about it. So I sit here now speaking about this with an even fresher perspective on it, an even deeper belief that no, we are not being tested. We are not given anything we cannot navigate. And when we feel like that, that is our time to tune in to our practices, our guides, our teachings, our religion, our whoever and whatever it is that you believe in. I honestly, honestly believe that. Another thing that I remember speaking to my client about was when she was sort of navigating, like, do I go to the airport? Do I not go to the airport? How do I do this? Like, where do I go from here? The importance of navigating and getting clarity on those moments when things seem to just not be going your way. Get clear on what you want. And then that is an opportunity then to deepen your trust. Turn up your intuition. And remember, this is the key thing that came through. Remember that what you want to manifest is wanting to manifest you. And this really kind of leads us back into that path of least resistance. If you are navigating something really tough in your life, how easy is it to want to ring all your friends and tell them the story of what's happening, and you want to sit with it, you want to kind of keep replaying it in your mind. And the reason that this is it's familiar. Actually, the feelings of anguish, of anger, of guilt, of shame are familiar. So even though it doesn't make sense for us to sit and think these things, it's familiar, therefore it's comfortable. So when we start to shift and change into that, right, okay, I'm beginning to process, this feels awful, but what do I want? And when me and her were having a chat about this, like, right, what do you want to happen now? What's the path of least resistance? Like, that's the kind of angle that we were coming at. And you want the flight to be available whenever you're ready. You want the accommodation to be available. You want your children to have somewhere to be safe and fed. You want the insurance to come through. You want to be able to trust and believe that wherever and whomever has got those crystals now and whatever else, that somehow this is a part of a divine order that we just will never understand or truly know, that they are just where they're meant to be right now. And actually, this is an opportunity to deepen our trust in ourselves and the journey. This is an opportunity to deepen your intuition that when you do navigate these things, you can make it through. So we don't have to fear challenges. We don't have to fear the unknown. We know that we can navigate anything. So I urge you to reflect on your own experiences and know that moving forward, should you ever be in a position where you feel like things are completely out of your control, I urge you not to see that the universe, higher power, whatever you want to see it as, religion, energy, that it's working against you. It's the most beautiful mirror we could ever ask for. It's an opportunity to deepen our connection to ourselves and your belief system. It's an opportunity to remember that what you want to manifest is wanting to manifest you. We've got to meet it halfway. And no doubt there are teachings, there are learnings that we can carry forward from this. And just like I shared with my client, her children were able to witness real time navigating a pretty naff experience, and she just did it beautifully. So I hope that you have enjoyed and that you've taken something from this episode. If there's someone that comes to mind with this, I urge you to share it with them. This may just be what someone needs to hear right now, because this isn't just everything's going to be fine, everything just works out. This is about leaning into ourselves and something deeper, that somehow everything is coming in the divine order, and we can navigate these challenges. Life is not happening to us. We can find a way. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. I would love to hear your thoughts and reflections on this. And I look forward to catching you on the next episode.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would be so grateful if you could share this with a friend who you just know would love it too. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe so you'll be the first to know when next week's drops. Sending you all the love and light.